It's Friday, October 15th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. The White House has scrambled to help ease the situation at ports off the coast of California and avert a holiday shopping crisis. President Biden announced this week that the Port of Los Angeles will be open 24/7 and that major companies will also expand their working hours to help offload products. While this may help in the short term, supply chain issues are expected to last into next year. Stephen Overly, global trade and economics reporter at Politico, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Stephen.
Thank you for having me.
Well, the supply chain issues facing the country has been a pretty hot topic the past couple of weeks. We've seen countless overtures by officials saying, get your holiday shopping in now. It's pretty early to start thinking, you know, even in that mode, but they're saying just in case there might be shortages, there could be higher prices, all sorts of stuff is going on. And obviously, one of the key things we keep pointing to is all the big container ships off the coast of California and the backlog that's going on there. In an effort to help with all of this, President Biden announced Wednesday that the Port of Los Angeles is going to start operating 24 hours a day, and other major companies are going to also step up and expand their working hours to try to just unload as much as they can and start delivering across the country. So, Stephen, help us start out there. What are we seeing with the action from the Biden administration?
So what the Biden administration announced this week is, as you mentioned, the Port of L.A. is going to move toward 24/7 operations. And then they also got commitments from a handful of major retailers and shipping companies like UPS and FedEx and Walmart to also expand their operations, essentially spend more hours every day moving cargo from the ports into the country, you know, into warehouses and into stores. The goal here is really to try to alleviate some of this congestion at the ports that is causing dozens of ships to sit offshore waiting to unload products, things like electronics, furniture, children's toys, all sorts of gifts that you and I might want to buy going into the holiday season. And so they're really hoping to essentially get things moving and get things moving faster to try to avoid this kind of end-of-year crunch where you have a lot of people out looking to buy gifts and stores have empty shelves and they're not able to get the items that they want or need.
Yeah, it's crazy to say, but it's just over 10 weeks until Christmas. And, you know, the Biden administration, this has been on their radar for some time. They set up a couple task forces and things like that that have kind of been started in June and August even to address some of this stuff. But it could be politically damaging for the administration if this doesn't get fixed. Economically, obviously, you know, if people aren't buying stuff and these things aren't moving, the effects on the economy could be pretty bad too.
That's right. You know, these supply chain problems really are multifaceted. Everything from computer chips that are necessary for our electronic devices to pharmaceuticals, you know, all of these different products have had shortages or have had issues getting shipped from Asia to the United States. And so the Biden administration has been dealing with different pieces of this problem. And they've, in recent days, been focusing their attention on the issue at the ports because it will be such a problem going into the holiday season. And it does present a political risk as well as an economic risk for the Biden administration. You know, the economy is still coming out of the coronavirus pandemic, and so they want to keep that momentum going. And they don't want to avoid sort of criticism, especially from Republicans, if people do have kind of a lackluster holiday season
right,
because we have all of these container issues.
Yeah, Joe Biden killed Christmas or something like that, you know, but you can totally see that kind of criticism coming if something like that happens. So a lot of people have said, you know, these actions that were just taken are going to help alleviate the problem in the short term, but longer term, what are we seeing there? And you know, beyond that too, you know, when we're talking about the infrastructure bill that they're working on right now to get passed, I guess there's improvements for ports and things like that. That could help, but unfortunately, it won't help right now.
That's right. I mean, the reality is there are very few things that can be done right now to really alleviate this problem, especially because we're about 10 weeks till Christmas and the timeline to really get products into stores, you know, that problem would need to be solved quite quickly. As you said, in the long term, you know, these problems are not expected to go away, you know, and so there have been calls from the Biden administration and others to invest more heavily in the ports and freight rail and transportation systems to essentially make them more efficient and help accommodate this increase in products that people are buying. You know, but those investments, as you said, are long term. You know, we still haven't seen Congress approve infrastructure funding yet. And even once that happens, these are multi-year projects. So those long-term solutions are not something that's going to really help us this holiday season.
Yeah, and a lot of those improvements are needed on the West Coast specifically, right? It's the clearest path from Asia where we get a ton of our stuff from. So the improvements need to be started there as well. And so what are other companies doing right now to get around this? You made mention how other large retailers that have the resources are chartering ships. They're sending truck drivers to unload stuff and just start the process going. I mean, they're trying to get some workarounds going as well.
That's right. I think every major retailer is trying to figure out what they can do to kind of save their own Christmas. Because as we all know, you know, this holiday shopping season for many retailers, especially small retailers, it's what makes or breaks their entire year. And so, you know, they're quite desperate to make sure that product is in stores where people can buy it. So, you know, we've seen large retailers like Costco charter their own ships to try to bring products in more quickly. You know, we've seen shipping companies reroute away from West Coast ports because they are so log jammed. You know, we've seen folks try to lean more into air transportation. But shipping right now is very expensive. And so there really is not some low cost, easy fix for any of these retailers. You know, and the reality is the big retailers have more resources than some of the small ones. I was speaking with a small toy distributor in Florida that is sort of desperately trying to get Tonka trucks out of China in time for the holidays and just really isn't finding any cost effective option to do that. So all sorts of companies are really struggling with this.
Well, we'll keep monitoring all of this. Obviously, there's going to be a lot more talk as we get closer to the holidays. But for now, ports are open. Everybody's working extra hours just to help offload everything from those ships. Stephen Overly, global trade and economics reporter at Politico, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.